I didn't realize the door was ajar, so you all probably heard our conversation about summer camps.
Summer camps.
Summer camps. It is camp season.
Yeah.
Good morning. It is great to see everybody here for our Board of Public Works meeting. Without further ado, we'll go ahead and get started. The Secretary, good morning. It is great to see you, and please proceed.
Good morning, Governor. Great to see you as well. Good morning to you, Mr. Treasurer and Madam Comptroller. There are 16 items on the Secretary's agenda this morning. Although at the request of Morgan State University, I'm withdrawing item 14, leaving 15 items total on the Secretary's agenda for the Board's consideration this morning. Happy to assist with answering any questions.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. So just briefly, I want to highlight item 12, which directs $9.4 million to support the capital projects for 10 of 10 county public library systems across the state. And that also includes the construction of three new libraries in Anne Arundel, in Calvert, and also in Garrett counties. I wanted to highlight these just because of the important role the public libraries play. That public libraries, they serve really as a heartbeat of our communities. They are completely woven into the fabric of our state and the fabric of our society. And where each and every day you have Marylanders of all ages that are using the wide range of resources that are available to everybody, that they are collection spots, that they are meeting spots, that they serve as job retraining and job reskilling centers, that they serve as food distribution, that they serve as a place where people go and apply for jobs. They really serve as our community hubs, and they really are just the crown jewels of our communities. And I tell you, I have personal stories around the public of the importance of libraries where I was a kid who really wasn't that into reading when I was younger. Frankly, and I don't say this with a great deal of pride, but I was one of these kids who just was not reading at grade level. And it wasn't because of a lack of comprehension. It was a lack of interest in the comprehension, frankly. And my mother knew that I was very much into basketball and not much into reading. And so she figured that a solution was that she went to the library and she found a book called Fab Five. I don't know if y'all know, but Fab Five was a book about the University of Michigan basketball team. I don't talk about it a lot because now they're a Big Ten rival. basketball team, but they were a legendary team where it was the first time that you had the top five players in America all go to the same school. This was back in the day when freshmen didn't play, where freshmen sat and they watched the upperclassmen play. And not only did these five freshmen play, they all started and they took the team to the national championship in their freshman year. And they played with a swagger that looked very familiar. Because you know, when I really learned how to play basketball from my friends in the Bronx. And when you looked at the kids from the guys in the Fab Five, Jalen Rose, Chris Webber, Jimmy Jackson, Ray Jackson, Juwan Howard, and Jimmy King, they all had shaved heads and they all had baggy shorts and they all talked trash. And it wasn't the familiar college basketball that people were used to, but they were outstanding. And my mother got me this book from the library and I went through it in 2 days and she was shocked. And like when she would ask me questions about it, she would literally ask like, and I was defending it. Like, I was like, nah, Jalen Rose wouldn't say that. Like I knew Jalen Rose, but I was like defending these guys. Right. And then she knew she was onto something and then she kept on getting me books. And then eventually that turned into, you know, Whitman and James Baldwin and Coelho and Younger and Coates. And it inspired this passion and frankly, this insatiable desire for learning. And she got it from a library. And so I just cannot say enough how important these institutions are to our communities, to our families, and frankly, to our societal well-being. And so I'm very proud of the investment that the board is making today. It's incredibly important. And I want to thank the Maryland State Library Agency for their continued leadership, for the continued partnership with our local jurisdictions, and also just the incredible public service that serve in our library libraries every single day. So, Madam Comptroller.
I can't rival that story. I did spend a lot of afternoons after school at the Tenley Town DC Public Library, and the librarians were very patient. But that's a fantastic story about reading. And but I think, you know, I just also wanted to echo everything the governor said. This is an incredibly important initiative, and these 10 grants totaling almost $10 million. Will help provide really important updates and renovations to essential services that we offer to the public. And I think when we invest in public buildings like these, it really demonstrates to kids and to members of the community where our values as a state are. And so we can show them that we value reading, we value learning, we value our public spaces by investing. And so I commend State Librarian Irene Padilla for her dedication to overseeing the County Library Capital Project Grant Program, and excited to see the renovations come to life.
Amen. And I know we also have the Worcester County Administrator, Weston Young, who's joining us as well, and who's speaking in support of the new Pocomoke City Library. And I know Senator Carosa and Delegates Hartman-Nato have also written to the board to express their support of this new funding. But Mr. Young, it is great to see you, and we are very pleased to have you here.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. For the record, I'm Weston Young. I'm the Chief Administrative Officer for Worcester County. With me, I have the President of our Commission, Chip Pertino, and we have some representatives from our delegation here as well. In item 12, there is a sentence about deferring one project, and that is the Pocomoke Library. I'm asking before you today to ask that you do not defer the funding for the proposed Worcester County Library in Pocomoke City. When we originally started this project, we planned to build the new library where the current over 50-year-old library is now. After discussions with Pocomoke City leadership, we tried to do a win-win and put it where they have an old armory building. The old armory building is beyond repair, and also when it was transferred from the state, contains a reversion clause, so it has to maintain a public use after if they do demolish it. Unfortunately, the city has failed to obtain funding for demolition of the armory building, and the county also has some concerns with the prior use, military and police purposes of that site, that we feel upon construction we may hit more snags. So with that, we wish to no longer delay the project, and we're moving back to our original site. The design of the building perfectly fits on both sites, so we're not losing any time in the design of the building. That's the bulk of the design time. Parking lot, stormwater management, that can move around, but that's fairly minor. Our design team firmly believes that the funding allocated by the state, as well as the county's match, can be adequately dispersed within fiscal year 2024. We mean absolutely no disrespect to the Maryland State Library Agency. We appreciate their support of this project and other projects. And if we hadn't started with this original location in mind, and if we had to redesign the building, I get a deferring being prudent. But in our case, we feel we can move forward and spend the money adequately. Pocomoke City is a disadvantaged community. They need a new library, and we and the commissioners ask that you do not delay this project by deferring funding. So thank you for consideration and appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Ms. Young, and thank you for being here. And we look forward to working closely with you to get this project moving. So thank you. Thank you. Any other comments? Ms. Young, okay. May I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Great. Is there a second?
Second.
Outstanding. So thank you so much. And next up, the Department of Natural Resources, Secretary Kurtz, as always, it's great to see you and good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Governor, Mr. Treasurer, Madam Comptroller. For the record, my name is Josh Kurtz. I'm the Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources. Today, the department has 13 items for your consideration. My staff and I are available to answer any questions you might have. Thank you.
Great. Is there any discussion for the DNR agenda?
No questions. Thank you.
And may I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Thank you so much, Secretary Kurtz. Next up, University System of Maryland, Mr. Hickey, as always, good morning. It is good to see you.
Good to see you, Governor. Mr. Treasurer, Madam Comptroller, Tom Hickey, representing University System of Maryland. We're presenting six items for your approval today. Item seven is being withdrawn at the request of Senator Rosapep.
May I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved, items one through six. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Second. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you. And let's proceed to the MDOT agenda. Mr. Donsky, good morning. It is great to see you.
Good morning. Great to see you. Good morning, Governor, Madam Comptroller, Mr. Treasurer. For the record, I'm Valerie Redonsky, Chief Procurement Officer for the Department of Transportation. Today, the department is presenting 17 items. MDOT is withdrawing item 18M at this time. We have representatives available to answer any questions you may have.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
This is going way too well. Second. I could have stayed home.
No, you couldn't.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dowski. And you too, Mr. Treasurer. And always, as always, last but certainly not least, we will conclude the DGS with the DGS agenda. Secretary Treasurer, good morning.
Good morning. I want to keep this momentum going. Good morning, Mr. Governor, Madam Comptroller, Mr. Treasurer. For the record, I am Atif Chaudhry, Secretary of the Maryland Department of General Services. Today, the department is presenting 37 items on our agenda. We are withdrawing three items, item 6AE mod, item 24IT OPT, and item 29IT 1.1. Our agenda features $2.7 million in capital grants and loans. I just want to highlight two very quick ones. Item 4CGL provides $1 million to the Sandy Spring Volunteer Fire Company in Montgomery County for the purchase of a new pumper engine fire truck. And $150,000 was previously awarded through a capital grant for this purpose, and they'll be using the remaining funds to make this purchase of a new fire truck, desperately needed. And item 37CGL, which provides $1 million to Chesapeake Bay Maritime Museum for the purpose of a new multipurpose facility in Talbot County. This new multipurpose facility will be an energy-efficient, fully ADA-accessible building, and the facility will double the amount of space, usable space, and house the museum's welcome center, the museum store, and three exhibition spaces. And as we keep an eye on our awards to MBE providers, whether they're subcontractors or primes and MBE compliance, our agenda also includes seven contracts with awards to MBE prime contractors totaling over $7.4 million. We have agency representatives available to answer any questions you may have.
Mr. Secretary, did you say you're withdrawing 21IT, the pharmacy benefit management?
No, 29IT, just 1.1.
Okay, great. Thank you. 1.1. Okay.
Great. And Mr. Secretary, there's a couple that I just want to call attention to. One is item 1CGL, the Garrett Memorial Veterans of Foreign Wars, and the design, repair, the renovation of the Veterans Memorial. I just wanted to flag that and also just say, how important it is, especially, for areas that we just continue to remind folks of the sacrifice that people are making and the continued debt that we owe. I also want to highlight items 18, IT and 19, in which are the contracts being entered by the Department of Commerce, and that is six certified small businesses to provide a wide range of cybersecurity risk assessment services and all qualifying as small businesses within Maryland. I wanted to highlight that because last year the Department of Commerce was pleased to be awarded the Cybersecurity for Small Business Pilot Program. And that's fund from the U.S. Small Business Administration was supported by an initiative within the Department of Commerce. Each qualified small business will be eligible to receive up to $10,000. And that's worth for scanning assessment services through this initiative. And this is at a time when we continue to see that cybersecurity threats and attacks are increasing, where every single day there are new reminders of the importance of making sure that we are vigilant and that we're being aggressive. And this is a partnership in this partnership with the USSBA is just absolutely critical in order for us to be able to accomplish that mission. And so I wanted to commend our colleague, Secretary Anderson, as well, and his team at Commerce for the leadership on this initiative, because there are many programs like this that are tailored towards small businesses that are going to be important for not just economic growth, but also for larger larger security implications. And we also have a speaker request in support of item 37 CGL, which is a $1 million capital grant for the Chesapeake Bay Maritime Museum. And along those lines, we have Liz LaCourte, who's the Chief Advancement Officer for the Maritime Museum, who's joining us virtually today. There you are. Hi, Liz. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. We also have with us our President, Kristen Greenaway. I think she's popping on right now. I don't know if I'm in trouble getting on. But I did want to say thank you very much for the opportunity to say a few words today. Governor, it was an honor meeting you when you were here back in August, and we really enjoyed the two-page spread in the Star Democrat. Hope you will come back and visit. And we do hope, Comptroller and Treasurer, that you will come and visit us as well at some point. This Welcome Center is incredibly important to the success of the Chesapeake Bay Maritime Museum, and we are very grateful to the state of Maryland for your support of the new facility. And I wanted to be like, you know, these funds were critical to this new facility. We had to pre-order the necessary steel, which during the height of COVID, what, doubled to $1 million, the cost. And we pre-ordered it with these funds at a time when manufacturing was slowing and shipping was problematic at best. So this has been a true game changer for us, and we are incredibly grateful. Now I see my boss is here, so I will turn it over to Kristen Greenaway. Oh, Kristen, we can't hear you.
It always helps to unmute. Governor, Comptroller Lehman, and Treasurer Davis, many thanks, as Liz has mentioned, for your support. Secretary Chaudhry as well, thank you very, very much. We're extremely grateful. As Liz mentioned, these funds were absolutely critical to the construction of the museum. It gave us the ability to be able to pre-order the steel for the facility, because of right in the middle of at the beginning of the pandemic, the price doubled overnight, and we were able to get the steel delivered a couple of months before we actually needed it. But it's a key component, this Welcome Center, in meeting our 5-year strategic objectives of doubling emissions and membership and further enabling CBMM to be the major economic and community driver for the state of Maryland in our respective business and our local communities. We are not just a museum. The education work that we do, the shipwright apprentice program and the other programs that we offer like that, that's what distinguishes us in many respects from many other communities in the United States even. So again, many, many thanks for your support.
Thank you. And thank you both for making time. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for the example that this is setting, and we really are. We're very excited to partner with you on this exciting capital project and beyond. So thank you both. Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, love the Chesapeake Bay Maritime Museum. I went there on my honeymoon, which I spent in St. Michael's. So it's great to see you. I'm excited about seeing what you've done. It's been a little while, so. Thanks for all your leadership in this space. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. With is there any further discussion on the DGS agenda?
I have just one item. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Governor, 21 IT, this is why I was like, are you taking it out? I wanted to just highlight, because it's the first key step in implementing the Maryland Competitive Pharmacy Benefits Manager Marketplace Act, try to say that three times quickly, which I was really pleased to support, and I believe the Treasurer supported in 2020. I want to commend Secretary Grady and the Department of Budget and Management for working through this RFP and selecting SkySail Concepts, which will be the state's technology partner, to conduct a reverse auction for pharmacy benefits management. And I think the goal is that this new process will help to contain prescription drug coverage costs by moving away from the current complicated system to one that requires benefit managers to bid against each other for the lowest cost proposal. And so I want to thank Delegate Bonnie Cullison for her for co-sponsoring this, for her leadership, and excited to see Secretary Grady and DBM really start helping to fulfill the promise of this legislation, hold SkySail, you know, accountable to make sure that this works and to make sure that we're moving forward and lowering prescription drug costs for Marylanders. So, so thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Ms. Treasurer. I just wanted to acknowledge my former colleague from the House of Delegates, Delegate Tiffany Alston, who's with us today.
Thank you. We also have a few other delegates here. If you all want to just stand up and or wave or something. hello.
Calling a general assembly here, not a special session. Thank you. Bad joke, sorry. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second? Outstanding. Thank you so much. Thank you. And this concludes today's BPW meeting. The next meeting will be on July 5th. So thank you all so much for being here. Meeting adjourned.
That was like a day.